Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special episode of
The Daily Zeitgeist!
Hey.
It's a Saturday app. It's about the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah.
You know, what that decade can tell us about the decade we're about to live through. There's a lot of interesting parallels. This episode is brought to you by Mazda.
Thank you, Mazda.
The joy of driving. Thank you, Mazda.
Oh,
as
man.
Always.
You know what they did? They said, look, we're on the precipice of a historic event. Who do we get to talk about this, to educate the masses, to discuss their visions of the future? And they said there's only one answer.
That's right.
And they couldn't get them. So then they went down their list and they got to us.
Jack, I think we were like 17 on the list, but
oh,
you know,
come
not
on,
bad.
Come on. That's
not bad.
We were definitely in the hundreds.
I know. Look, I'm trying to be a little cocky.
But much love to Mazda, because as you know, it's always a family thing with them. So yes, whenever they're like, hey, what's your thoughts? Oh, so, well, we got them. We got them. We've got some ideas about this. Because, you know, right now with the pandemic going on, I feel like a lot of people are thinking, oh, like we're stuck inside. I feel like I need to get out. I feel like I need to break out, and things are not the same. There's a lot of built up energy that people have. And when I just, not even ironically, just like clockwork, it's like, let's maybe go back literally almost 100 years.
Yeah.
And see that, okay, we're going through a very similar thing, very similar energy swirling around, people being very uncertain about their futures and what is normal and what could be normal. And yeah, it's an interesting thing to talk about.
Pandemics can't keep us down. World wars can't keep us down. And usually after events like this, historic challenges, we'll call them, you know, the human race comes out of it with a burst of creativity, with a burst of democratic, you know, movements, and really kind of interesting things. So we're gonna talk about that. But just specifically to what you were talking about, there are certain things that I miss from my old life, pre-pandemic life. Like grocery shopping was something that I would miss, like going out to the grocery store and just, you know,
right,
going through.
Oh, because that was like your
off
thing.
Like, yeah,
your
it was like my
activity.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't miss that at all. Is it turns because out.
Of just sort of it feels like the stakes are higher, or it's just more of like it's the reasons for doing it are different? Like it's purely to get out there and
yeah, I think
and
it's just a little more stressful.
Right.
I don't know. It's just not as when I look back on it, it's like after a week when I look back on grocery shopping, I'm not like, man, that was great. I also think I've
good shopping.
I also think I've just found like really enjoyed spending time with the family, and that's not a thing where I can bring, you know, the kids along with me to go grocery shopping anymore. But driving is definitely getting out on the open road with the missus and the boys is it's been awesome, man. It's
yeah.
been so fun.
This episode has been brought to you by Mazda, but like straight up, the day before everything locked down, Mazda was like, in the buildup, they let me, you know, drive around a 2020 CX-9. And it was just so funny because like the car got delivered and I'm like, I think everything's about to shut down in the, like in at least LA and the state of California. So it was a very bittersweet moment. But then I realized I'm like, oh, this is like the thing that is going to get me to like just see sunlight, feel like the fresh air on my skin. And I was mobbing around this thing all over town. I could not stop driving because it was like the one way I didn't have to feel, you know, guilty. I wasn't putting anybody at risk. I'm obviously you are socially distant in a car. So I'm driving up, you know, Topanga Canyon, looking out at the ocean. We were driving like just to Torrance on a whim, Her Majesty and I, because I was like, you know what? Buffy the Vampire Slayer is like her favorite TV show. And I'm like, I know they shot it at Torrance High School. Let's just go drive around the city and see all the touring locations. Nothing better than just to do that in a car. Quick, easy. It felt like an activity. So I have this renewed joy, or like at least acknowledge the freedom that really driving provides, especially like in LA, because traffic is a little bit less as the city adjusts to locking down. And it makes it so much easier. I'm really surprised as a like lifelong Angeleno, how I'm like, you want to get in the car? You want to go somewhere?
Yeah. It's like Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving weekend when you're in LA, everybody has left town and it's like, this is LA would be the best town in the world if it was always like this, if it was just, it had the appropriate number of cars for the infrastructure. It was for a little while there. It was like driving around in a actual car commercial because you know how in car commercials there's like never any cars on the road.
Yes,
that's kind of what it felt like. You know, right now I would normally be on the East Coast on a family vacation in New Jersey,
right?
Pittsburgh. We fly there. So instead of doing that this year, we are just taking some road trips. Been to Big Sur. We went up to Mammoth Lakes. There's just a lot of really great like nature in this, you know, it's kind of like a challenge finding all the cool things to see that are within a, you know, 6 to 8 hour drive. Since I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, they can't do much more than that.
That's pretty good though. 8 hours in an eight hour drive with two young children.
A lot of stops.
Yeah, a lot of stops.
My 2-year-old is, we have to get it so his blood is mostly Dramamine before we start driving because he gets motion sickness.
The poor young ones. You hate to see it. But, you
know. Especially the way I drive, man. I'm tearing around them corners.
I just feel, I'm a little bit spoiled because I've driven a CX-9, a CX-30. I went back to my equally brilliant 2015 Mazda 3, but I'm a little bit longing for those drives in those cars because it really helps re-engage your sense of like mobility, you know, especially when a time like this, when you have limited options to stimulate yourself, but also a lot of road to cover. And again, we have to say that despite all like sort of the darkness that surrounds like what's happening now, the thing that's really good to focus on is that everyone is looking forward to getting out of this and doing something different that feels good, that feels better than before. And we only have just amazing examples from history to reinforce that idea that a lot of people, despite a lot of write-ups you read and even the things we even discuss on the show, feels very doomy and gloomy. But it's these are sort of these moments where we realize that we're actually just sort of changing things a bit. And yes, there is a lot of pain and suffering, but on the other side of that is that it forces us to innovate and look at things differently.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some parallels, what happened in the 1920s, and how that can inform where we're headed.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And so one of the things that, you know, just doing some light research on the 1920s that jumped out is just that it seemed to be like sort of a democratization of a bunch of different things. It was like the democratization of being able to travel, like transport, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like cars were invented
in the 1920s, right? They,
what you're about to say? No, they were not. But they became... First of all, roads became like much better in the 1920s. That was like a major, you know, the American economy had a little pocket change, a little extra money to spend. Right. They spent some of that on improving the roads, and also Ford, started making cars a little bit more affordable. The Model T sold for 490 in 1914. Which
Whoa,
was
all right, Moneybags.
About one quarter the cost of what it had cost before. And then it just like slowly got lower and lower until more and more people, I think by the end of the 20s, there were 23 million people driving. It's kind of like a bigger deal than I realized. Like when you just think about, you know, in the past, you had to wait for the train to arrive to get the news. Like you had to wait
right.
for somebody to bring
drop it off
the newspaper to you. And, you know, they had to wait for somebody to bring it to them. So you were like really relying on a massive, you know, supply chain just to get the news.
Right.
And now you could drive to a place to get the news, and information was just traveling at a less controlled, more democratic way. And it was also like the radio started popping out a little bit more.
Do you think people were doing that as a flex where they were like, they're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go drive and get that newspaper so I can laugh when Harold finds out about what happened at after dinner,
right.
which is lunch or whatever yeah. they were calling it back then. I don't know why. That's like one of the things I always get fixated on from like the old times. I'm like, wait, what's lunch? What's dinner? And then there's supper.
Oh, I didn't even know that. They had
Well, no,
I mean,
this was
names.
Like in books. And again, I'm not accurately describing this, but it's just the idea that I just like the concept of supper. All that to say that I derailed that point just to talk about the word supper.
You still call it supper, right?
Oh, yeah.
You use it as a verb a lot of the time. You're like, guys, let's sup.
Yeah, or I just as a greeting, I'm like, supper.
Supper, man.
Yeah, supper.
The flapper and suffrage movement were, you know, so some theories are that it was based on young people, specifically young women, seeing World War One and like what a mess it causes when you just let adult men take like make yeah. all the decisions for everyone.
Right.
And so that was a big thing. There was also you know, prohibition pushed people into the underground, right? So
yeah. Well, and I think too, and then that gives way to like the rise of jazz music, and you know, one of the greatest American art forms is born out of the 20s. And these are the kinds of things I'm like, man, you think about how like sort of gloomy and dark the experience is for people to be looking at just a devastating world war and then a devastating pandemic that no one had ever seen. And then still just like renewed sense of like, let's get together. And yes, alcohol is illegal, but you know what? There's this good music and maybe we got to take a little risk because at this point we don't have that much time anymore. There's just like this, there's like, I don't know. There's just an extra quality of life to a lot of this era that I feel like is very unique. Like it's because it's position in relation to the Spanish flu and World War One, where it's, you know, they were doing a lot in the 20s, you know, to the yeah. point we figured that out by the 30s that, you know, got a little out of hand. But there is like this sort of idea of like this like explosion of life and energy and creativity. That's really fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, I do think the one thing that we're seeing that's different right now is that like we're having our economic collapse at the beginning of the 20s, whereas they had
right.
theirs. They were just like, you know, flying blind on a rocket motorcycle, just, you know,
right.
feeling
no
like
helmet.
Invincible. Yeah. They're just like, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Put some wings on this thing, man. Maybe it'll get airborne. I don't know.
But yeah, so I mean, it's you like just the cover charge for going out was you're going to break the law because
right.
alcohol's illegal and everybody's still trying to have a social life. So, you know, you have the speakeasies. It just lets people be a little bit less buttoned up and allows.
Yeah. But it shows you, even if it's illegal to hang out, it's like, you know what, not illegal to hang out, but to like imbibe and
right.
socialize in the normal way. There's just this just insatiable appetite for it. I'm just curious, like how this will affect sort of our, you know, the next phase of socializing too. Like how we look at a nightclub or what the value is in a nightclub. You know, like if we're discovering, because I'm finding myself finding other ways to like replace, you know, the old ways of like consumer culture activity that I used to do, which is like go to a bar, these other things, and just find, you know, the peace at home, or just like having like really great conversations on Zoom and things like that. I found, you know, like, I don't know if there's almost going to be like a minimalist 20s happening.
Yeah.
Where we're like shedding a lot of it because, yeah, to your point, like we're sort of reversing the sequence where the opulence and excess, I mean, has been going on for a minute, but now it's really starting to, you know, the lack of sort of economic equality is starting to show itself. But in that, we're also very much simplifying things because of the pandemic. It really, I'm curious to know if we were just like, yeah, let's just do some book reading. Like, let's just be near each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, by a fire.
Yeah, people hanging in their yards with other people, like mm-hmm. more one-on-one. I feel like conversation gets foregrounded a little bit more than it does at a loud bar where you're having yeah. to like shout over the Bon Jovi.
Right.
Or you just know, like being like bars that I hang out with now.
yeah. You go to your dueling piano bars. You don't have to go to those anymore.
Right.
But it is kind of like this thing where I'm almost like, hey, come over so we can just like talk.
Yeah.
Like, and you can like, you know, hang out in my like backyard and we can be socially distant. And I'm just like having a conversation versus before be like, where you want to go? Should we go to like see this thing? Go eat there, da da da. And it's just more like, I really enjoy this like really meaningful human contact.
Yeah. Whether it is like going on a road trip, on a day trip with like friends and, you know, that allows you to stay outdoors, I do feel like there's, yeah, this mindfulness about what you do. It's not, we can't just go to the same places we used to go to or like meet up at a restaurant. So you have to like kind of come up with your own plan a picnic. You know, figure out a great place. Like I just found out about this river that you can go to with your family that you just like go and hang out and like sit on some rocks in the river and the kids chase bugs. And like, we're going to do that this weekend. It's like
the LA River. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really cool. Exactly. Beautiful. Yeah. If you've seen Terminator 2, you know, the river I'm talking about.
Or Greece. Great right. drag race scene there. I mean, iconic river, iconic.
Right. Yeah, so I mean it's planning, it's being more intentional. I could see all that stuff happening. And then, you know, what one of the parallels that I see is in the 1920s there were these dances that were happening at these like speakeasies and stuff like the Charleston and, you know, all these dances that are associated with flappers. And then, you know, we're seeing with the obviously, social media has been around for over a decade now, but
or at least 2 years. Oh,
we're gonna start to see a time where there won't be a like every celebrity who is in the prime of their like career will have come up like in a world with social media, mm-hmm. and then you also have like the rise of TikTok and like dances on TikTok. So you can kind of
see, is the Savage Challenge the new Charleston?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'm sure there were some.
Can you imagine, you know, like 70 years from now, like people dress up like it's the aughts and this, or like the 10s right. or 20s and are just like doing the Savage Challenge and like, whoa, man. Like these, I remember my grandma used to cut a rug to this one. Because you see people doing it now. I mean, I think it's probably inevitable, right? And that really will be a strange moment.
Yeah. All right, let's take one more break and we'll be right back to close it out.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. Yeah, so just a couple other. Well, one thing is one of the strangest ideas in U.S. history that got kicked off in the 20s that I think is related to the, you know, people being able to drive wherever they wanted. Mount Rushmore, the idea of just carving a bunch of giant faces into the side of a mountain, and just generally the whole tourist trap culture of America, which is one of my favorite things about America, is that all kind of kicked off in the 20s.
Yeah. I'm also thinking of like flagpole sitting in the 20s. Like what's our flagpole sitting of now? For people who aren't aware of what flagpole sitting, it was just a fad back in the mid-20s, starting in the mid-20s. Of just somebody sitting on top of a pole or like a flagpole for a long time is just like an endurance to like a flex. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to sit on this flagpole for 40 days or however many long. I think someone did, I guess someone 439 days.
Really?
That was in the 30s. That was the longest someone had done. But in the 20s,
you're talking about the more advanced flagpole sitting. Fourth wave flagpole sitting.
It was actually fifth wave. Yeah, this is in the 80s. But in the 20s, I think at the time it was like 12 days or 17 days. The first guy was just like, I did it for 13 hours. And then it was like, I'm going to just top that.
Yeah.
I wonder what that.
I feel like it's similarly the sort of anybody can become famous sort of thing. Like now, instead of. That was kind of people's reaction to movies too. It was like there's so many more famous people now. It's not just like a handful of people and then whoever pays attention to plays. Like now movies are rising and there's all these glamorous people that you can see on like the big screen. Movies back then were really big screens. But that
also gave rise to the cosmetics industry. People were trying to look like movie stars.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But so with flagpole sitting, it's like, well, there's, you know, it's a thing that anyone can do.
Yeah, sure. Louis Armstrong's a great trumpet player, but I can sit on this flagpole for 13 hours.
But jazz is so interesting because it's like, yeah, you can with, like before, wasn't it all big band stuff? So like jazz, yeah, you just had to get like four talented musicians. So it's again like bringing it down to like the level of individual talent as opposed to, you know, needing to get a small battalion of people and who have that, like really expensive instruments.
Who are reading like very rigid music off of sheets, like sheet music, you know, and like the thing with jazz and improvisation is like, that's truly like the, you know, purest form of getting down, you know, on your instrument is to just be like, what's the chart? What are the chord changes? I'll take it from here. I don't know where the fingers are going to take me and what notes I'm going to hit, but that's just what I'm going to get out. And I think that's what made that music so interesting too, is because it wasn't following sort of the same patterns of previous like art forms. This felt something like really fluid and full of life. So, you know, and shout out to the jazz performers of our day, the comedic improvisers. our new Louis Armstrongs and not Cannonball Adderley, but you know, you get it.
Yeah, I don't know who Cannonball Adderley is.
Oh, Jack.
Is he a flagpole sitter?
No.
Is he somebody?
Saxophonist.
Another example of sort of the Harry Houdini, the rise of Houdini was during the 20s, and that's again like a thing that was sort of a birthday party trick that became like he became the most famous person on the planet in the 20s. Babe Ruth, you know, it
the
was
candy bar, yeah.
It was the rise of the celebrity. It was like an era of celebrity worship.
Yeah. And I guess maybe it's weird. Like it's almost like we're at this point where we're actually maybe headed in the opposite direction of the 20s, but we're just intersecting at this weird point where we're like, wait, are we in the 20s? Are we also doing the different part? But it's interesting because energetically it's similar, but it's also like the things that rose up at that time are maybe now ebbing, which is really interesting to think about because I think celebrity worship, as we've seen, has become really like has gone on the decline in just the last 6 months, very aggressively. But at the same time, we're like embracing these other things that feel a little bit more pure and substantive. So
yeah,
I mean, like we're learning. It's like the best kind of 20s.
It's interesting because the like radio was becoming a thing. Also loudspeakers, like that's how long ago it was prior to this. If you wanted to give a speech that a lot of people heard, you had to speak loudly and like stand on a tall thing. And then the loudspeaker became, I think the Magnavox company received its greatest recognition in 1919 when President Woodrow Wilson gave a speech in front of 50,000 people. Prior to that, people were like, did you hear about this new technology where one man can speak to 50,000 people?
No.
But it's sort of, if we think of it as, you know, we tend to just group things into, well, that's the 20th century, so it's 1900 to the year 2000. But if we actually like gauge it as like 1920 up through 2020, that would make more sense as like a grouping of years because that was the age of celebrity. It was the age of, you know, leaders being able to, I don't know, reach a bunch of people and just kind of dictate it. Like the guy who invented the loudspeaker later regretted it because he saw how dictators used his technology.
Right.
So, you know, once we figure out this whole social media thing, maybe we'll...
Jack Dorsey will be like, I regret it.
Well,
and like Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I mean, that's the sort of thing that like the inventors of social media, you'd hope that they eventually come around to the fact that
there were some real problems with it.
Technology is being manipulated in ways that are harmful to society. But, you know, there's no reason that once people take responsibility for those sorts of things that we wouldn't see that change, wouldn't see like a thing where we can leave the era of celebrity in the past.
Right. And maybe, you know, like the Black Plague, well, some people think it ended serfdom, but it was really just the labor pool became lower and right. serfs were able to bargain better. So maybe this can be the age where workers can also help get together and get their fair share as well. I mean, it's just like at the end of the day, whether or not it's like going to be a repeat of that or a different version, what we know is there is this is some kind of punctuation.
Right.
And after that, the possibilities are endless. I choose to be optimistic.
Yeah. I mean, Abraham Lincoln said the best way to get the future you want is to choose it. So.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
Heck yeah, Abe.
So, I mean, that is kind of a, I think, a good place to close is just that we are coming to the end of a very coherent, like, themed century, and now it's we have the ability to choose where we take it next. One last thing is that Mickey Mouse was invented in the 20s, Steamboat Willie, and at the time it was like seen as an adult thing, and then it became like a giant, like, you know, the biggest, the inventor of imagination for children. What is your prediction for something that is like seen as one type of thing that could become like bigger in a different demographic? Just going to put you on the spot there.
I don't know. What's the thing that is like the Instagram ripoff of TikTok, like Reels
right.
or whatever?
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm seeing so many adults use that because like so many adults weren't using TikTok.
Right.
And they were on Instagram. So it's like the same thing. Like they weren't using Snapchat, but when you got stories, now the people are using the stories. And now I'm just seeing like older people use Reels in like the weirdest ways.
Right.
That I'm just, I don't know. In my mind, I'm just being like, that's a thing for younger people that adults are using now. And okay, they're just having fun with it. But I don't know what's going to have that same sort of flip-flop where they're going to be like, adults used to love that?
Right. Huh. Yeah, I don't know either.
And, I don't know.
I don't know. You guys decide. You guys get to figure it out.
Let us
know.
What do you think, bro?
Let us know in the comments, guys.
Yeah. And also, shout outs to Mazda for allowing us to bring you a nice Saturday episode filled with our visions of the future and our analyses. And please, y'all, go check out the new Mazda CUV lineup, okay? It's, I'm going to tell you firsthand, never been in a better car. Miss it every day. Do I cry tears every morning thinking about that car? Maybe I do. Is it because of the exterior design? Maybe it is. Is it because the leather seats were so buttery and I have never had a car with leather seats before? Yes, that's it also.
Does it take us 20 minutes to get started recording Daily Zeitgeist because he's crying about this every day?
Yes.
It does, sometimes.
And does Jack violate his co-host's trust by saying stuff like that in the branded episode? Yes, he does. But worry not, because Mazda will keep you good and you can trust them.
Yeah. And that's going to do it for this special Saturday edition of the Daily Zeitgeist. We will talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.